I live with three creatures who, as far as I can tell, think constantly, unabashedly about the next meal. Dodger, my wife, Basil, our dog, and one of our two cats, Fibber. That puts yours truly and the other cat, Dandy, in the minority in our house. Dandy and I like to eat, but if we miss a meal now and again, it's no big deal. Every once in a while, not infrequently, actually, you'll hear Dodger say, "If I don't eat something, I'm going to kill somebody." That's just her way of letting you know that nothing good is going to happen around her or you until there's a feeding of some sort. Now, you might expect an attitude like this to lead inexorably to a weight problem. And yes, both Basil the dog and Fibber the cat could drop some poundage, especially Fibber. But Dodger, no. Weight is just not a Dodger problem. Her attitude works to my benefit, of course. When your partner thinks nonstop about the next meal, you can be pretty confident about your own prospects. The only downside of this is that when Dodger's home, the kitchen in our house is never idle and, more to the point, never quiet. There's always something being chopped or pounded or ground up, bubbling and hissing, moil and turmoil on the stove, the refrigerator door and cupboards and drawers banging open and shut and their contents colliding and rattling as they get shifted around and picked through, pots and pans clanging, occasionally the sound of glass breaking, or something going boom in the oven, possibly a stage-whispered expletive involving combinations of the seven deadly words or any of the sounds you make when you've done bodily harm to yourself, when you've touched a red-hot burner, left a piece of finger on the cutting board, risen up in a hurry from a low cupboard search into a high cupboard door you left open overhead. That's a sound that will cut through any other sound, isn't it? Prompting next iterations of the seven deadly word combos. Contrast all that with Basil's and Fibber's behavior as they think about the next meal, which apparently is every single waking moment in a day in the life. They stand by their bowls or circle around them and make eyes at you, a subtle woof or meow or leg rub for emphasis. That's all they have to do, all they can do, to make the next meal happen. Another thing Dandy and I have in common, which may or may not be connected to our relative indifference to food, is that we really take our time eating. I can do that without consequences, but for Dandy, it often means he'll get pushed out of the way before he's done. Basil and Fibber get as much of the food intended for him as he does. He just doesn't seem to care. Sometimes you have to go find him when it's feeding time. The other two can read your mind. You start to think about feeding them, and they show up out of nowhere before the thought's fully formed. I have a theory about hunger. You're born hungry. Cats, dogs, humans, all born hungry. Where you register on the earthly intelligence quotient, your species, your genus, your animal family, determines how you wind up feeding yourself. You'll either have to work your tail off day in, day out, or find someone else to take care of it for you. Wait, that's no part of a hunger theory, is it? That's a socioeconomics theory, or maybe a strain of nihilist philosophy. Okay, start over. Maybe a logic syllogism. If we're all born hungry, then there must be survival value in that feature. Therefore, lose it, and the world will ride roughshod over you. Meaning, in our house, two of us, Dandy and I, would be classified losers. Start over. Try an algebraic theory. A regular listener to this program will be no stranger to my mathematical skills. The number of times you have whacked your head on a cupboard door in the kitchen, X, will be correlative with Y, the number of times you have been so hungry you will either A, kill, or B, eat. In a survival of the fittest world, those two activities are components of the same process, aren't they? Kill, eat. I knew there had to be a good theory in there. Wait, I'm still the loser with a cat called Dandy. Start over.